Welcome, welcome, welcome. Fukuoka Fat Guys, episode 14.
Yep, take two. We actually are talking for a good 10 minutes. And I realized we didn't hit the record button. At least it was 10 minutes and not the hour.
Oh yeah, we lost 30 minutes once. We ain't gonna tell you guys which one, but... I'm sorry, that shit's hilarious. Well, for the second time, what's new with you? What are you... How are you doing?
Yeah, today I went up to visit Little America in Fukuoka. The closest naval base is Sasebo. So I went up there and I got me some Reese's peanut butter cups. And
sour
I got
cream.
Me some sour cream, yeah. And
ranch.
Yep.
Bacon. Cheese
sticks, bacon.
You got cheese sticks?
Yeah, we're eating cheese sticks and buffalo wings tonight. Yeah.
Cheese sticks or cheese steaks?
Cheese sticks, no cheese steaks.
I don't know, cheese sticks, I didn't know that. We're eating the buffalo, what do they call it, Morningstar?
No. Mia's going to make real buffalo wings.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Morningstar.
Yeah.
So. Oh, yeah, for those of you who don't know, Morningstar is an all-vegetarian buffalo wing.
Yeah, that shit's not allowed in my house.
Grace gets hella mad at it.
Yeah, but I bought it anyway.
I don't know, they're all right. Like, they just, I guess because they're spicy, you really can't tell that they're
tofu.
I know, that it's bullshit, but when you're hungry, it works.
Yeah, actually, it's actually quite tasty.
We love it, and that pisses off Grace. Like, Carl gave it to me, he's like, check out these buffalo wings. And I was like, they're not too bad, but there's something weird. And he's like, they're vegetarian. I was like, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grace is like, what is this shit you guys are giving me? Why are you trying to kill me?
Yeah, Grace is on that anti-vegan, you know, thing. But we'll
to any of our vegan listeners, she wants to know, let you guys know, fuck you.
Yeah. If you're vegan, we no longer friends.
I'm sorry. We're just kidding. We don't want to lose, you know, our third listener. But,
Yeah, what's up with you?
Same old stuff. My body's sore from a hike we took, but I'll get into more of that later. We decided to do some new stuff this episode. So from here on out, we're going to try a little more format so that we're not as crazy random to you guys. So the way the episodes are going to go now is, first part is always updates. We want you guys to know what's going on and everything else, right? Then we'll jump into fitness because... we are the fat guys, and the goal is to change that if it's possible. So we'll go updates, fitness, and then news and random stuff. You know, just stuff that catches our attention, maybe a little nerdy stuff for me, whatever I feel like.
Oh, dating for me.
Dating for you. Shut up. And then the last part is going to be like story time or rants, you know, just whatever final feelings we want to get out. Probably going to be the part where we complain about work the most and stuff like that.
Oh, we're just kidding.
No. God damn it, Carl. But this will be the part where we get to talk about forgetting to press the record button on our podcast.
Yeah, that should have been random. That's okay. It's all good.
But yeah, there will still be jumping around from topic to topic, but we're going to have a little more format. And those of you who have made it with us this far, please let us know what you think and all that good shit.
Yeah. We just want to give you a little bit of structure. So, like, let's say you're not into fitness, you know, which none of us really are. You know, you can jump, we'll say, you know, skip ahead to 21 minutes and then you can skip all the fitness bullshit. You know, if you just want to hear about Tucker's, you know, dating life and who he's fucking.
Nobody wants to hear about that shit. No one cares about that stuff. Leave it alone. But with that, let's jump right into the fitness. First things first. Last week was my first week back at the gym. First day back at the gym.
Yay! First full week.
Yeah, back. I just finished my first full week, and man, exercise and sucking up your pride. Holy shit! It was nice to be back. It was nice to be in the gym, and you know everybody was being all nice and stuff. But God, it's so embarrassing. I'm the biggest person at our gym. And
I think you're the biggest person in Japan.
No, god damn it, you know that's not fucking true. There's bigger people out here. They got the basketball players and shit. But no, it sucks because like I've been going at night just because that's when like I finish work and stuff. And dude, with all the ladies and stuff, I was deadlifting and I deadlifted like 135 pounds, which is that used to be my warm. Oh, how many kilos?
60 kilograms, Matt. Yeah. Shout out
to Matt. We're going to try and make sure we get both metric systems because we've been getting some feedback from our listeners. Like, I don't know what you were saying. How much is that? What's a bajillion kilometers? I'm like, I don't know. But yeah, about 60 kilos, 135 pounds, and
basically what I take a shit in the morning.
Oh god, this is what used to be like my warm up. Like I could toss that shit around. And I'm over here and I'm like, okay, I don't want to break my arm. I don't want to die. It sucks. Cause
nah, it's good you're back, man. For me, it's still day one. I can't seem to get it together.
To the 400th power. No, you've been doing a lot of stuff though. Like, don't act like you've just been sitting here jerking off and stuff.
No, still, but my fitness has been thrown to the wayside, you know.
Well, you haven't had to ride 40 miles to go to work and to come into the city, and you've been cleaning up a lot. Like, people think I'm BSing, but this place right now, like the whole living room area is so it's nice and perfect. What's left is just a little bit of the bedroom and Carl's room, and I mean he's been going to trips to the dump and stuff, so there's not been much time for him to hop on the gym train, but it's gonna happen. You quit your other gym, right?
Yep, I finally quit the 24-hour places. You know, it's kind of
those bullshit ass gyms.
Yeah, they're good, man. Like if you have, you know, 22 minutes to train, you know, it's good to go.
They're the reason our gym lost its sauna and the pool, so I say fuck those gyms.
Yeah, it's true.
But other than that though, we've been keeping up with our fitness stuff. This week has been relatively good on eating. We came in early today. Not early, but before we even started the podcast, I think for a good hour or two we were prepping food. Like we're cooking right now in the background. You might have heard a ding a little while ago. We got 9 chicken breasts, konnyaku rice.
Yep.
And what's konnyaku? We've talked about it before. It's that like fiber or something like.
Yeah, it's some root or something like that.
But it's high in fiber, really good for you. You put a packet of that in with a cup of rice.
Yeah, it basically cuts your rice into 33% like less calories, so it should be pretty good. We'll let you guys know. We're actually gonna start an Instagram, so. You know, subscribe to the Instagram so you can see our crap.
Once we put it up. Yeah, today the Instagram will be loaded with the food prep and just to give you guys an idea of what the stuff we're cooking. You know what we forgot to buy today food-wise?
We didn't forget it. We just don't eat vegetables.
We forgot the fucking vegetable. We got all this protein and all these carbs and our cooked meal was like, what the hell is this? I thought you guys wanted to eat healthy. Where are the vegetables? So yeah, don't judge us.
She was giving a shit for the smell. She's like, what's that smell?
Why does it smell so bad in here?
Why does it smell bad in the kitchen?
Oh, God, no. It's, yeah, we're learning.
Yeah, we're guys.
Yeah, you want to talk about our seasoning methods?
Yeah, basically we just found stuff in the cabinets. We're like, this should go good.
Yeah, we have a lemon base and a kimchi base, so 2 sets of chicken. And we're like, garlic salt, yeah. Garlic ranch, yeah.
Onion powder, yeah.
So if we sound sick or if something happens to us, just like, know.
If one of us dies, you know what happens.
But so the goal is that I thought we were going to just go straight to cutting our calories really hot, just right off the back. But Carl's going to have me eating about 4,000 calories a day, and you're going to...
I'm at 3,000, so...
And the reason, and then with that amount of calories we're intaking, we still want to be losing weight.
Yeah, we're shooting for a loss of about 1 kilo a week.
Which means that we either have to intensify our workouts or...
Just basically, I think if you stay under 4,000, you should lose 1 kilo a week. So. Mm-hmm.
So our bodies naturally burn a certain amount of calories per day, and then anything like any physical activity will increase that number, correct?
Yep. So what we're shooting for is we're shooting for at least 8,000 steps a day, and then next month we're gonna shoot for 10,000 steps a day, and then go from there. You know, we're gonna eventually get to a point where we're not doing any cardio right now, but we'll have to get to a point where in order to reach 20,000 steps, we're gonna have to, you know, do about 10 or 20 minutes of cardio.
And the reason we're trying to do it this way is that if we're losing weight at 4,000 calories, when we cut to 3 to 2, well, for me, when I cut to 3 and then maybe 25 and then 2, we'll be losing weight at a much faster pace and healthier.
It's just not, you're not going to be so miserable, you know, like, I mean, you can do the 500 to 800 calories a day thing, but man, your metabolism is really going to be slowed down and it's going to be really tough, you know?
And the good thing is we'll still be able to eat with our friends at least.
Yep. So, what we're planning to do is like pretty much eat our crappy cardboard meals on our own.
The stuff we're prepping right now. Yeah.
And not buy any food and just for dinner meet our friends, you know, or, you know, hang out and eat some pretty decent food, you know. Just as long as we stay within our macros, so we're going to be okay.
And today, I guess we're cooking dinner for everybody because of miscommunications, because we have two people who are really good at cooking, but Grace is super busy.
So three.
You counting yourself?
Yeah.
What can you cook?
I can cook soup.
I can boil water. Like, shit, fuck that. But the whole thing was is we wanted Mia to help us because
Did Mia help us with our awesome chicken?
No. And the first thing she did when she woke up was just tear it down. You guys should add this and this. You should have done this, and then now we're cooking dinner. Yeah. So I'm sad about that.
Yeah, we'll see what's gonna happen. You know, we're actually gonna test out this in a little bit. So if
once again, if we don't make it, just know that, you know, we appreciate all the love we got up to this point.
Yeah, we tried.
Yes. But, yeah, so hopefully we'll have some pictures posted in a little bit. We'll make a Fukuoka Fat Guy's Instagram and then maybe put it in the video description so you guys can find it and check it out. But, that's it on the fitness portion of this. Yep. So let's go to the news and the random stuff. What I've been seeing not recently, but for a while, is the whole unvaccination conversation they've been having.
Yeah, actually, one of the biggest podcasters I listen to, Ben Greenfield, he took a stance about like not wanting to vax his kids. So the MindPump guys, they're saying like they think people should be vaxxed, but it should be your choice. You know, like if the government shouldn't tell you that you have to vax your kids. So.
But people, parents of kids who are vaccinated and stuff like that, they're trying to ban kids from going, unvaxxed kids from going to public places because they can catch diseases that we thought we had a handle on, like, what was it, mumps and things like that. And then even if you have the vaccination, if you're around it for an extended amount of time, you can still catch it, yeah?
Yes, supposedly, like if you have the mumps, rubella, and measles vaccination, you can still develop another strain or the measles.
Yeah, and some lady in the UK, she was 40, she caught it, and it was really hard on her body. I guess if you catch it as a kid, your immune system's like super powered. Yeah,
I mean, everything as a kid is much easier. You just have more stem cells and. Your telomeres are longer and you're just able to like fight off infections much more readily. But as an old person, like for me, if I probably got that shit, I'd be dead. I'm already knocking on death's door, you know?
You're so, how old are you now today?
I'm 44.
Oh, yes, and that's ancient in Carl's book.
That's ancient, pretty ancient. Don't you remember when you were 20? And like, people who are like 40, they're old.
I never said that shit.
You never said that?
I don't know. I never gave a damn. That's just a waste of my time. I don't know. I'm going to vax my kids, but it's nuts that like people... I heard two stories, or I don't know if they were the same, but the ban in one area worked, and then another one, it got overturned by the judge, so I don't know if it's the same area, but yeah it's fucking nuts, man.
Yeah, I don't think you should be putting anyone's life at risk, so... I mean, it's your choice if you want to not have your kids vaccinated, but... You shouldn't be, you know...
You can't be mad when people don't want their kids around yours for that. I don't know. Get our shit together, Western world. But there's also news in South Korea that you heard about. What's this?
South Korea finally legalizes abortion.
Why was it illegal out there? Do you know?
Well, I don't know.
How did you find out about this news? Like, what are you doing? You know, you're over here throwing away cardboard and, like... You know, buying everything. When did you have the time to read South Korean news?
Reddit.
Reddit? For those of you who don't know, Reddit's a website that just has a bunch of just crazy shit. Don't go to it, you know. Or 4chan.
4chan, 2chan, Reddit. I mean, Reddit is probably the best.
Dangerous.
It's the more mainstream of the news aggregators and people just congregate there, you know? Like, it's what trends, right, on the internet and stuff, so.
Yeah, what's popular, so, I mean, What was like the general consensus? Were like people just mad happy, or like did it say much? Because I have no idea about this.
I mean, generally, most cultures, like, I was talking to someone about being Catholic and stuff, right? So in South Korea, there's actually a big, you know, Christian kind of movement over there. So I can see how maybe they have more religious clout, right? So they don't want to have, you know, that religious stigma on them. So I can see that why they didn't want to get, you know, into an abortion or something.
Well, I guess congratulations are in Korea. Like, I don't know. Yeah, that's some fun stuff.
Yeah.
Huh. I see you have dating life on News and Random Stuff. You've been dating recently?
Yeah, I've been trying out these dating apps. You
know? How's that been going?
Like this app called Meetup.com. You know, it's like when, you know, like one CEO wants to meet another CEO and you want to get together and talk shop. You know, it's probably one of the best ways to meet people. So
is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Meetup.com?
Yeah.
Is it for dating or just for
meeting? It's just for meeting people.
It's for making friends.
Yeah.
For any of our listeners who are looking to make friends with people.
It's more for business.
In a non-sexual way. Don't waste motherfuckers' time. Now, what's it called? Meetup?
Meetup.com.
Meetup. There you go. So you motherfuckers can stop matching with me. God damn it.
But there was a story that I read about, like, how this one guy on Facebook, he actually just posted a video of himself, you know, like, hey, this is me. My name is Ryan. I'm looking at, you know, I'm looking for a girl. I'm into this stuff. So if you're looking, you know, you live in the Chicago area, you know, hit me up. And he just spent like $25 on Facebook ads, and, you know, it geotagged his location, and he got like people on the street saying, hey, you're the guy, you know. So a lot of people saw his ad, his video, and he got even invited into the TV stations to talk about it, and it was really good. Like, he got a good response. So maybe that's something you should try.
That's just putting too much goddamn work into it. I'd rather just go out every night and just get drunk and holler at people than go fucking get that. That looks so pathetic, man. Like, good for him if it works, but I'm gonna be like, oh, excuse me, Japan. My name is Anthony, and I would appreciate it if somebody would date. Fuck that, man.
I don't know. What did they say? What did Einstein say? Like, doing the same thing over and over, like, is insanity.
It, which is why I deleted the dating apps. That's the only thing that never gave me any sort of benefit. Going out, being social, being fun, that's the best way to get some people, right?
Yeah.
So, and guess what I did? So I ain't insane, but I sure as fuck ain't getting a goddamn ad. Wasn't there a movie about that?
I don't know.
Oh, some romantic
comedy. This is a true story, like.
I know, but I mean, like, back in the day, isn't there like a movie, like someone who took out an ad in the paper and, you know, like, well, something. Oh, fuck, I don't know. I don't watch fucking romantic movies.
Well, this theme is all over, right? Like, I think a couple podcasts ago, I talked about the Durian Empire and how he was trying to auction off his daughter. And he was offering, like, I think $100,000 if you would date his daughter. His daughter was pretty hot, too.
That's what it makes
and, but, you. He got more than he bargained for. He got like calls up the wazoo. Like, it disrupted his business and everything. He's like, stop calling for my daughter. I'm like, you dumb fuck, you're the one who did this shit.
That was real too.
Yeah, it was real.
That was recent. Like,
yeah, it's about like maybe a month ago or so. Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Like, what is, well, if you heard that, like, without seeing a picture of the daughter, like, hey.
Nah, the daughter is, he.
I know, I saw the picture of the daughter. She was beautiful, but it was like, why do you need to do all this to get your daughter a date? No, I think people, we need to just go out and be social again. Like, fuck. Like, that's what I just haven't been doing.
Yeah, but I think at our age, like, man, if, like, me when I go out to date, it's really hard, you know, like,
Oh, how does Grace feel about you going out to date? You know, your wife.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that. Okay.
Motherfucker. Carl, this is Carl's final episode of the Fat Guys.
No, I'm just playing, but basically, like, what I'm saying is, at our age, you know, like, if we were out, you know, if I was gonna go out to go dating, like, the pool, it would keep shrinking as we got older, you know?
I don't know. Young women like older men.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. You're gonna have to date younger and younger and younger girls.
Wouldn't that increase the pool, though? Not shrink it. The pool of, I guess, women close to your age shrinks.
Yes.
But, that's fine. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta deal with. Mm. You know?
But that's why I'm saying open it up to the 14-year-olds.
God damn it, Carl. We don't want to be arrested. Stop saying shit like that. Fuck. We're going to go back to America. They're just going to tackle me as soon as I get off the plane. But yeah, damn it.
Basically, I'm not dating Oney Tucker, okay? Immigration. Immigration.
Fucking snitch. No, but that's it on the dating life. I didn't get up to much this weekend. I had the weekend was pretty much planned out for me with work and stuff. So hopefully next week I'll have some time to do some stuff so I can talk about it.
Yes,
about people who want to be friends.
And, friends.
Yeah, and then, you know, want to have just be BFFs with me and then how I...
And friends fuck.
Shit, not the fuckers I meet. Goddamn. This is directed at nobody, by the way. Just mentioning it.
Don't worry, Naomi. I got your back.
Oh, God. Don't fucking use names, dumbass. Oh, Jesus Christ. That's a phone call later. Anyway, let's keep moving on in the random news. I guess most of everybody, at least in America, probably knows about this kid named Lil Nas X. Mm. And he dropped a country song, but it sounded kind of hip-hop-ish. And so the Billboard Top 100 Music, you know, they had it under the country category, and they took it off. And so the thing that surprised me is before I even listened to the song, all these, like, YouTube videos were like, oh, they're taking this guy's song down. I wonder why. And they show the picture that he's a black kid, and it's like, wow, I guess it's racism. But then when you listen, like, actually watch, like, a proper video about, like, what it is and what's going on and, like, what the Billboard Music Awards said, it wasn't white people getting angry. It was Billboard saying, we don't think it has enough country value in it, like, country...
I can see where they're coming from. So it's like me... pretending, you know, like...
To be a black man?
No.
Is that what it is?
No, no, no.
No, no? Wakanda forever?
No, I was just saying, like, if I was going to pretend to be, like, a classical artist, right? So, I'm a virtuoso, I'm a violin player, but I play the guitar, and I play rock. But I want to list as classical. And, like, you know...
But he does have country music in there. He talks about country music things, and he does have, like... Because I think the background of the song is from an old country song.
Mm.
The song's called Old Town Road. If you guys got it, it's like 2 minutes. So,
if I wrote a song and I put like a little bit of a
electric guitar in like Beethoven's symphony something.
Let's say I wrote a song and I put like some Paganini lines in it, right? Would that make it classical would that make it rock?
Yeah. See, that was the thing. But the thing was is that it's fucked up how quick they tried to make it sound like it was racism.
Everyone wants a story, though, you know?
Because a bunch of country motherfuckers were loving it. Billy Ray Cyrus got on the album. Yeah,
I mean, the song is a good song, though.
It's what they call the earworm. Like, you listen to it, and it's just so short and just so catchy, you just want to listen to it again. But, I've listened to it a ton of times. I can't say it's a good song.
Yeah.
Like, Thriller is a good song, you know, but this... It's catchy, you know. I don't see it like, but it could be this kid's one-hit wonder. It had like 74 million downloads on Spotify.
I mean, is a one-hit wonder so bad? Like,
oh no, I enjoy Mambo Number 5.
The '90s had a ton of like just one-hit wonders, you know. Like, which ones are your favorite one-hit wonders?
Fuck, now that you put me on the spot. Who sang Word Up? Word Up. Tell me what's the word. That was my jam, but I couldn't tell you who sang that for the life
of me. Shit, who sang that song?
See?
My favorite one was I Got Five on It.
I Got Five? What? Isn't that the Loonies? What the fuck, man? You don't know what a one-hit wonder is?
And what's that song?
You're going to say popular songs that aren't fucking one-hit wonders is going to piss me off.
No, the Bloodhound Gang.
Oh, God. Who Let the Dogs Out?
No.
Oh, they were
fucking one-hit. Like mammals.
Yeah, the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, yeah.
Those, were they one-hit wonders?
What other song did they have?
I don't know.
Four Non-Blondes. Yeah.
Oh, I never knew that was the name of that group.
Yeah.
One-hit wonders are fun, but either way, this kid... It's just nuts because country singers came out in support of him. What happened was, I think this reaction is because of what happened with Beyonce.
Ah, yeah.
On her album Lemonade, she had that song Daddy's Girl, which was pretty country sounding to me. But when she sung it at the Country Music Awards, like she got kind of shunned for it. Mm. She sang with the Dixie Chicks. Who?
Who was that hip hop artist who went country to her? She's a black girl. Laura.
I have no idea.
I'm gonna have to get back with that on you.
For some reason, I'm not a big fan of country music, so... But no, I want you, the people who are listening, and if you got like 2 minutes to spare, the kid's name is Lil Nas X, like Nas, like the rapper Nas, and the song is Old Town Road. And just give it a listen, like it'll just get stuck in your head. Like, but I can't say it's like a great song, but it's fun, you know? I'd act stupid if I heard it at the club, but it'd be over by the time you realize what song it was.
Yeah, I kind of like, you know, Superman too. Superman,
that oh no, take your ass home, Soulja Boy. Fuck that kid. That was the shittiest goddamn song with the stupidest goddamn dance.
That dance was awesome.
No, it was so dumb. I worked at a nightclub when that shit was popular. I'm like, people are jumping left to right with their arms in the air, and I'm like, no, this is the dumbest shit ever.
It was awesome.
It was a fad. This is what happens when something people think is popular gets like out there. The internet ruined that shit. Like, no, fuck Soulja Boy. I'm sorry for the language, but fuck Soulja Boy. That was shit music. Like, and oh god, everything about that kid is annoying. He made that, and then what? Nothing. And then he made a video game console and got in trouble for copyright because it was just a computer with a bunch of illegally downloaded games with his name on it. Like, the fucker's an idiot.
Oh, dude, speaking of that, I was listening to this podcast and they were talking about the game console. And you know those Chinese ones, like
yeah, with like 100 and something games or 1,000 games.
Apparently, there's a game that's modeled after Mario, but it's called Kill Blackie.
What? What the fuck are you talking about?
And it's basically like a black Mario and then like a black Luigi, and then you have to kill like the Ku Klux Klan.
Wait, it's called Kill Blackie, but you're playing as the black dudes killing white folks?
Yeah, it's weird.
Shouldn't it be Kill Whitey?
I think it's called... I'll look it up and I'll post it.
We don't need to post it. We don't need to fucking worry about that.
There's another thing called Dick Kids.
What the fuck?
And apparently, like, this guy was watching, playing the... Because they got it at the mall. And then they're playing, like, looking through the games. And he's like... The sons are like, Dad, what's this Dick Kids? So they load up the game and then, like... The youngest daughter, she's too young to understand... But she's like, why is the guy naked? And then the 14-year-old boy is like, Dad, those trees are dicks.
How do you find this shit? I'm over here bringing like news articles and stuff from like England and London or whatever, the same place.
No, but it's super interesting, man.
You know about Korean abortion and Dick Kids, the video game, and Kill Blackie.
Podcast and Reddit.
God damn it.
I mean, you can clean and you can listen to shit, you know.
Holy fuck, we're going to be down to 2 fucking listeners, all right?
Kill Whitey.
We have white listeners. Why would you do that? We love white folks, too.
Is this a game, dude? I'm not doing anything else.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, oh, God, I forgot. Oh, you're talking about fucking Soulja Boy, stupid ass.
Yeah.
He was. Oh, and then he started beef with old school rappers. You heard about that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Calling Ice-T old nigga and shit.
Do you believe in that, all that stuff? Like how they all used to hate each other? And was that
real? Back in the day? Back in the 90s, I think that shit was real. Yeah. Back in like Tupac, Biggie area.
Speaking of that, did you watch the whole thing? The new documentaries about the Tupac and Biggie?
Nah, I just heard about it.
I heard it was really good, by the way.
Like, yeah, no. I think back in that day, they were kind of used as pawns too, though. Like, the people around them did stuff to instigate so that the beef would become bigger. And then, because, you know, that was like how, like, back in the day, the New York-California rivalries and shit.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's how they can create some, you know, publicity, yeah. And then they can sell more albums and stuff. But, like, how about that beef with 50 Cent and Ja Rule, like?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not, like, a beef. That's just, like, niggas that don't like each other. Like, Tupac and Biggie, that was, like, you know, fools died for that. Like, Ja Rule and 50 Cent, like, this is just fools being petty.
Yeah, yeah.
For those of you who don't know, I don't know how it started, but 50 Cent, like, you know, he's been more relevant than Ja Rule in the past few years. He's hasn't made any really, like, new music, but his other stuff, he's been in movies and shit like that. So.
Ja Rule had the Fire Festival.
Yeah. But at a Ja Rule concert, I don't know if we mentioned this on the podcast before, at a Ja Rule concert, 50 Cent bought the first 2 rows, all the tickets.
Yeah, 200.
Yeah, 200 tickets, just so they'd be empty during this fool's concert. And it's like, you know, that kind of shit. That's not like Biggie Tupac level shit. That's just, you know, I don't know. It's in black culture, I feel like a lot of times we're fighting with each other just for that little semblance of, you know,
Black people.
Wait, are you saying it as one of us or as someone
else? Yeah, us. I'm saying, you know, as a black man.
Well, no, because even in Fresh Prince, remember how Aunt Viv, she changed like the second or third season?
Yeah, yeah.
So she was trying, the original Aunt Viv was trying to get fair pay, and she was asking Will Smith to back her, but he just was like, nah, fuck that, and then they replaced her. And there's videos of her online, like, kind of ranting about it, but it's like, it's funny how quick black people will step on each other to get just, you know, to be the token black or to get a little bit extra pay. I had to deal with that when I came out here. Man, when I first came to Japan, I was like by myself for like a month or so because I didn't know where anyone was at and I was in the countryside. And then when I finally started getting to meet people, I remember going to a party with all these jets and we're having fun. And there was like another black dude there. And he was like my first black dude in Japan. I was like, woohoo, I'm not alone, yeah. And this motherfucker hated me. He hated me so much.
I mean, look at you. You take up the spotlight, hey, man.
Shut up. I'm just saying. So, you know, when I see like stuff like this that goes on in music, I'm like, oh man, like,
why can't we all just get along?
Competition is good though. You know, I like competition. I like when, you know, when there's like a battle to be the best, but when you're just doing shit just to be a dick, you know, wasting money to send out a sign, like it's like, that neither of them are making anything good right now. Ja Rule doesn't need to put his name on nothing, but I don't know. Fuck that shit. Let's get into the most important news of the weekend. Rise of Skywalker for all you nerds out there.
I didn't even see the last Star Wars. What was the last one called? The Force Awakens?
The Force Awakens was the first one. It was, what was it? Something. Fuck, I don't even remember. What is it?
The Last Jedi?
Was it The Last Jedi? Yeah.
I have no idea.
It was The Last Jedi.
I'm so behind.
For those of you who don't know, the final episode in this new trilogy, or final movie in the trilogy, they dropped a trailer yesterday, and it's, the subtitle for the Star Wars movie is called The Rise of Skywalker, which is funny. Well, I mean, do you want me to talk about the last movie? Because if you ain't seen it, it's like a big
spoiler. I've already read about it. Thank
you. Oh, okay. So the big thing was is that the first movie, you know, it was nice. It was fun because it reminded you of like the original Star Wars. And this is going to be spoilers for anybody who hasn't seen the last two movies.
Real quick. So if you want to see it or you want to not be spoiled, just turn the shit off and
don't turn it off. Remember, we're going to skip. That's why we told them about the little time. You know,
okay, skip 5 minutes and we'll be done because there's not much to talk about.
But either way, first movie was fun. Return to form, like almost to the T. Like people were like, we just watched the same movie updated, which was fine. They killed Han Solo. And then second one, The Last Jedi, was just a shit fest. Like, their goal was to try and they wanted the hero not to be like a strong hero, not because of genetics or who their parents are, but because of like hard work and, you know, shit like that, which for those people who read about Star Wars, they know it's like bullshit. But so Luke Skywalker was it supposed to be in the second movie. He was in there, and he was just like old grumpy dude, and you know, nothing like the hero you remember back in the day. And then they killed him off at the end in the most stupid way. He didn't get to do shit. He just hung out with this chick, and he like kind of half-assed trained her. And then they're like, "Your parents were nobody." And she's like, "I know." And then that was that movie. So now in this new one, I mean, the action and everything, the video, the effects,
the visuals.
Visuals. There it is. Fuck, my English is not shit. Everything was good in both movies, but, you know, the whole what they did with Luke and just, like, the whole tone, like, they had this side mission in the movie, and it was irrelevant after everything, and, yeah, so, the next one, visuals look great, but it's the Rise of Skywalker, so it's like, is she really Luke's daughter, or is there gonna be a new Skywalker, or,
so. We don't know. Maybe it was her illegitimate.
Illegitimate? He's got a baby on the side. In the books, the original books, since I used to work at a comic shop back when I was in college and high school.
You too?
Yes, that. You know, surprise, surprise. The nerdy motherfucker here worked at a comic shop.
I did too, though. Like, I had the backings, you know?
Yeah.
I had the bags.
Yeah. But, like, people would come in and talk about this stuff.
I read the X-Force.
God damn it. We're talking about Star Wars now. Stop interrupting me, fucker. I never read the novels, but apparently Luke Skywalker. Luke has twins in the books, but I don't know if that's the extended universe or not anymore. So I don't know. I'm interested to see how it's going to go. In November, there's going to be a new game with it.
Oh.
And it's going to be made by this company named Respawn.
Oh, why? It's not an EA game anymore?
EA owns Respawn. Respawn okay. made a really cool game back in the day called Titanfall.
For those of you who don't know, I tried to buy the last one, and Tucker said, Hell no, that's the worst game ever.
The last Star Wars game. You gotta give them more information.
The last Star Wars game. I wanted to buy it. So I don't play games, by the way.
This is gonna be hard for those of you who don't play video games or whatever, but EA is a big, big, big company, and they do shitty things. They sell you a game for $60, but they lock parts of the game away. So if you want this character or this thing, things that used to come with the game, you have to pay. And the way they have their pay system set up is that there's no limit. Like, some companies will release a game and then have a little add-on for like $30, which is fair. But EA, they want continuous amounts of money, like there's in Fortnite or PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. And their last two Star Wars games have been complete shit, and fans have been getting angry about it. So there's a game right now called Apex Legends, which is super popular. I mean, it's just the same old bullshit. I hate it, but
is it like Fortnite?
That's exactly what it's like.
Yee-hoo! Yay!
But the subdivision of EA, the group called Respawn, they're the ones that made it. And because they did so good with that, they get to make a single player, no extra payments, just a full, fun Star Wars game. Because since EA made the contract with Disney, all their games have just been online only, no story, all bullshit. So people are excited to see. I'm not a big Star Wars fan, but who knows? I might check it out. You don't play video games, even though you have a bunch of consoles and stuff that just make your house look pretty. But I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, we'll so, see.
Yeah, we'll see. That concludes the news and the crazy shit. We're going to go out with our story time and rants. At the beginning of the podcast, I mentioned how my body's a little sore from a surprise hike. We were at a meeting yesterday for some stuff we were volunteering to do. And they were like, oh, let's go on a hike so we have an idea of how like the camp's going to work. And nobody was dressed for a hike. I was in flat shoes and jeans. I had extra clothes on because I was going to go to the gym afterwards.
Some girl had like makeup on and like flats and tight ass jeans.
We walked up this goddamn mountain for 2 hours. We went all the way up to like this observatory port. I was just nasty and sweaty and stuff at the end of the damn day. I wanted to fight some people. Yeah. Oh, I was so fucking mad.
What's funny is like all of us after we're done, we're just like knocked out.
Oh, I had to comb my hair out, like, because I knew I was going to be sweaty. And so I froed my hair out. And God, my hair was so goddamn long, and I was so angry at the hike that I just cut it all off last night.
So if anyone sees pictures of us, we are twins.
Carl got a haircut at a fucking Japanese barber. And he just, they were like,
how long do you want it? I go, 1 millimeter? The fucking metric system fucks it up.
For those of our American friends, I can't even translate that, but his hair doesn't look bad. It's just short. My hair is shorter right now, so I win, but I did it on purpose.
His is 0 millimeters.
I'm sorry, Mom. My mom gets hella pissed when I shave my head. She's like, why do you do it? You got beautiful hair. And I'm like,
Mr. Clean.
It's not a clean shave. I just use what do they call it? The clippers without the guard.
The dog trimmers?
Fuck you! Fuck you and your dog trimmers. So yeah, hikes suck. But being surprised and going on a fucking hike, that sucks even more.
We got crazy bosses sometimes, man.
Oh, God. Miscommunication. People who work together and don't talk to each other, that shit sets me off. Holy fuck. Especially if it's like 3-second conversation. Just say like, hey, maybe we should talk about the thing I want to do. You know, my company tried to get mad at me last winter because they showed up to my school without letting me know. And school finished early that day. So I'm getting calls from people. They're like, where are you at? Why did you leave school? And I'm like, it finished. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, oh, well, we wanted to introduce you to your replacement. And I'm like, oh, You had a day to fucking call me and you didn't do shit. So, yeah, fuck hikes, fuck miscommunication.
Yeah, they say that people don't really quit jobs, they just quit crazy managers instead, crazy bosses.
So. I can see that. Yeah, I can see that. Or bad pay. I would think that is also on the list.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I hate hikes. I'm never going to go on a hike again.
Yep.
I'd rather work out at the gym for 4 hours than go on an hour hike.
Yeah, fuck cardio, man.
I don't mind cardio on flat ground. Walking up mountains and stuff, climbing through trees. Ugh. I hate that shit.
Yep. On that note,
let us know what you think about this new format. Thanks for joining us again. And